time to talk food. Christmas food. A few weeks ago, we asked you to tell us what you eat for Christmas, regardless of whether you celebrate the holiday. Hear now a short survey. Goose, duck, turkey, tofu, oysters, and McDonald's.
I'm a pretty healthy eater, but on Christmas Eve, I allow myself to have a Big Mac and fries.
That's Kylie Phillips of Plymouth, Michigan.
My dad and I are both musicians, and so every Christmas Eve is somewhat involved for us. We're always playing music at church. One Christmas Eve, my mom was focused on getting all of us where we needed to be, and dinner just slipped her mind.
Perfectly understandable, and no restaurants were open, except Mickey D's. This was nearly 10 years ago.
My mother keeps trying to change our minds and keeps offering to make some big meal, but we just keep insisting on McDonald's.
Traditions are hard to change. Many of you wrote to say it just wouldn't be Christmas without your special food. Carter Gerlardo of Durham, North Carolina, sits down with his family the night of December 25th and enjoys an orange dreamsicle cake made by his mother. That's because his birthday is the next day. In Tennessee, they toast the ravioli. They have lobsters in Maine, tamales in Texas, shrimp creole in Colorado, black cod in Alaska, and herring under a fur coat in Los Angeles. Here's Daniel Malakoff with the Russian name for his cold salad dish.
Selodka pod shuba.
Selodka pod shuba?
Which translates to herring under a fur coat. It's definitely for salt lovers because it's a hefty mouthful of sodium. It's salted herring with cubed potatoes, beets, sliced carrots, and a whole lot of mayonnaise.
And Malakoff says that while there's no literal coat involved, herring under a fur coat is quite a sight.
When you cut through this really nice white creamy textured top, you get a very rich crimson beet-colored red center. So it looks quite pretty.
Of course, for many Jews like me, Christmas Day just wouldn't be complete without beef lo mein, egg rolls, or Peking duck. Lisa Rager of Kensington, Maryland, grew up in Piedmont, California, where her family would eat Chinese food on Christmas. But the night before, they had a meal familiar to many Catholics from Poland.
My mother kept her Polish Christmas Eve tradition from her childhood. It's called Velia. It's a vigil feast. It's very simple. No meat and a whole lot of food.
Including three traditional soups, pierogies, a fish dish, and a Christmas wafer.
We'd sit there and have this meal with just the five of us. And it was wonderful, and it was this fabulous sort of, like, parentheses to this Jewish life we led. And then we went to sleep on Christmas Eve, and we woke up, and we were Jewish again.
Rager is having her own velia tonight, with pierogies for her agnostic husband, and two of the soups for herself. Tomorrow, it's a Christmas ham for lunch, followed by, yep, Chinese food for dinner. And she's looking forward to next year.
I'm pregnant with my first child, and I can't wait to carry on both sides of this tradition, the Polish side and the Jewish side.
And finally, this email from Lou Orchard of Atlanta. He, too, will enjoy soup for his holiday supper, but not homemade soup, soup from a can. That may sound a little grinchy, but for Orchard, canned soup is a delight, and here's why. On Christmas Day, he flies from Atlanta to Tucson to pick up his 11-year-old daughter. Together, the day after, they fly to Spokane, Washington, to spend a week with his extended family. Orchard writes this: I don't get to see my daughter nearly as often as I would like, and I usually only get to see my siblings once a year. But to be with Stephanie and my siblings and their families is a big deal. Orchard has soup for dinner on Christmas because by the time his plane arrives in Tucson, the restaurants are closed. He says, I can look forward to my canned soup for dinner on Christmas because I know I'm about to have the time of my life with my favorite people on the planet.
Have your yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all
we'll have more stories about what you eat and drink on Christmas Day on tomorrow's program. Meanwhile, enjoy your Christmas Eve. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. The Yuletide gay.